Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Baloney.
Baloney! How's it going, Baloney?
It's good.
Let's make a sandwich of podcasting. Okay.
Meaty day.
So, you've been playing a ton of Pokemon Go.
I know you have been playing a ton of Pokemon Go.
I have, but so have you. What level are you, 19?
20.
You're 20 now.
Yeah.
So you just got Ultra Balls?
Yeah.
How are those? Have you used any?
Hardest balls I've had.
Yeah, I caught
They're so strong.
I caught a 770 War Turtle with one. I was pretty stoked on that.
I got a couple 650 EVs. I'm just waiting.
You got 650?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm just waiting to soup them fuckers up.
My highest EV that I evolved was like 560 or 570. So
if,
that's going to be
insane. If you've been living under a couple rocks and you haven't heard of Pokemon Go,
yeah,
it is a awesome game.
How long do you think the shelf life of this game is going to be? People being interested in it. Obviously,
the mass
yeah,
of people.
Like right now, how everyone's playing.
3 months. Winter will obliterate half the users.
You think it's going to last? I think it's only going to be another like couple weeks for like the masses.
I think what they... At Comic-Con, they said they're going to start introducing trading eventually.
Really?
Soon, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, bro.
That's
it's about
sick.
To get real lit. So
see, all right, the only thing that bothers me about, or not bothers me, but
you've
that,
said this, yeah, go ahead.
That doesn't make sense about the trading is that you can fill out your Pokedex very easily if you trade everything that you don't have to another person that doesn't have the shit that you have. So then you can kind of beat the game really quickly.
There's no beating of the game. I mean, I guess getting every Pokemon is great, but
that's beating the game.
They're going to add more Pokemon.
Right, so it's almost like, okay, I beat Skyrim, but I was able to beat levels that I hadn't beaten already by trading them with a friend. You know what I'm saying? But once the DLC comes out, then we can all start again together.
You would maybe you couldn't do trades on Pokemon you don't have.
But that would make no sense, and why trade them, you know?
You could trade two of a weaker flying type for one strong ground type that you've been looking for to someone.
I feel like they're going to have a... So like if you have it in your Pokedex, but it's a very weak one, then you can trade for...
Or if someone doesn't want to go hunt 20 Pidgeys,
yeah,
but they have a 500 Nidorino, they're like, fuck it, I don't want him.
Yeah.
I already have a Nidoking, like... Here you go.
I got you.
So that might be a way to fucking trade up to where you're more like, here's some junk if you want a power level.
Yeah, I'm excited / anxious for it, but I think it'll be cool. I really want to do PvP.
Also, people are going to be threatening each other like, give me the fucking trade.
Yeah, imagine someone walking up to you with a gun and being like, yo, give me that fucking Hypno.
Yeah, I saw you had a Gyarados.
I will
I'm not
shoot
playing
your
games.
Dick off.
Yeah, or PvP, same way. I'm with you in a parking lot, but...
You better
then you
lose.
Then you beat me, and then you
throw
try
the
to
fight.
Yeah, you try to jump at me with a rock in your hand, and I have to crush your skull and rip your eyes out and fuck down your neck.
PvP would be really cool. PvP. Also, I think what would be neat is if they started showing you other trainers on your map.
Yeah, it'd be cool if there was location of like, oh shit, there's a whole grouping
instead
over here.
Of just like, well, I mean, and you can kind of figure that out because if there's a lure somewhere or a gym, probably going to be people there. Especially like in Kent University, shit like that. Like you'll see people wandering Kent University or fucking downtown.
Yeah.
But I've noticed like, all right, the first week we went out to Kent, downtown Kent, everyone and their fucking mom was playing.
Yeah.
The next time me and you went, like I would say a quarter of the people were playing.
And that just might have been.
It was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
But comparatively to a Thursday, and we're in summer, so there's no classes. Well, not as many.
Yeah. I don't know. And maybe, like I said, like maybe. I don't know. The populace might drop off. They might get to level 10 or 15 and just go, I don't give a shit anymore. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to try.
There also might be a resurgence once like school comes back in session as well.
I think
everyone's going to be walking to class.
Campus
and shit.
Is going to be a fucking
mecca.
Yeah, yeah, monster zone.
Definitely. All right, that's enough Pokemon Go. I hope you enjoyed it.
Ja-ja-ma.
Go burn books. No. So we saw some trailers this week, Tony.
I didn't.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that looks sick. I'm stoked on that.
I love how you just, like, took it. I'm like, nah, I didn't see any. Wonder Woman? Yep.
I
okay,
did.
Okay, cool. Moving on. Great.
No, I thought Wonder Woman looked fantastic. I really dig the period piece comic book movie. It definitely harkens back to... Yeah, it definitely harkens back to fucking Captain America, even a shield. Like, there's a lot of things. Her fighting, the way that she uses it. But it's the first standalone female superhero movie, I believe, that we've had, at least from the big two.
Yeah.
There might be... I don't think there's... I mean, like, is there another superhero movie that's a...
Scribbler.
Okay, right on. But not, like, a huge...
Not huge, no.
So this is the first one of its kind for the big boys. Big boys and girls, I should say.
Yeah.
And they released a Justice League trailer.
Unless you consider Supergirl.
Was that a movie?
Well, it was a show.
TV show, yeah. But still, you're right. You're right.
It's out there.
I feel like this is going to garner more attention than Supergirl will. Yeah, like you CW can say,
I think they maybe started with show because you also have...
Flash? Arrow?
Nope. One with starring a girl, I forget.
Oh, what?
Netflix.
What are you talking about? Jessica Jones. Oh, by the way, you see all those trailers?
Yeah, Luke Cage,
Iron Fist, Defenders. I think that was it.
Yeah,
I think there's four, but like one of them was like, I don't know.
Justice League. Aquaman's looking like quite a drunk asshole.
Justice League. They felt like that. I was like, man, they're making these trailers fun. They saw what people liked about Suicide Squad and hated about Batman v Superman and just made it fucking Suicide Squad. So I hope they don't go like, all right. The thing that scares me about DC and what they've done is that, like, it seems like the fans are like, I hate this. And they're like, fine, we'll do it the exact opposite. Like, this is too much. Like, they keep going, like way too hot, way too cold. They can't find that medium of, like, funny action. It's humor, heart, and spectacle. That's, like, the thing that makes up, like, a good movie. Yeah. That's what they say. Oh. Or at least about The Flash and shit. Every episode, they try to have a decent amount of humor, a decent amount of heart, and a nice spectacle at the end for you to be like, ooh.
Well, that's a good recipe.
Yeah, it is. So,
making sheep come in their pants every week.
So I hope that Justice League is able to do it. Wonder Woman looks fucking breathtaking, though. I was stoked on that. Yeah. And Doctor Strange, son.
No, that one got me way more than any of the others.
Wow.
That one's right up my alley.
That movie looks like it cost $1 billion.
Yeah, it's right up my alley.
There's nothing real in it.
No.
That cape looks good, though.
Everything about it looks good, though, dude.
Well, remember Spawn?
It's all magic and alternate reality and dimensions and fucking just awesome arcane powers.
Yeah, a lot of hand spells.
Yeah, dude, just like doing hand movements. Naruto!
I'm stoked on all that. There's a lot of good shit that came out recently. I'm about to go see Ghostbusters and The Killing Joke tomorrow.
That's cool.
Yeah, I wanted to see Star Trek Beyond, which I know you'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people say it's good. Anyways,
but
yeah.
People are stupid.
This is going to come out tomorrow. So if you listen to it bright and early in the morning, Cinemark on Portage Path is showing The Killing Joke at 7:30 and I believe 7:45. Maybe 9 o'clock too if you want to catch that.
Is that rated R?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mark Hamill voicing the Joker. Kevin Conroy voicing the Batman, which is obviously the big two from the animated series, Tone. So that's going to be good.
It's going to be bloody too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, way brutal. That's the one where Oracle happens. Joker shoots Batgirl, Gordon's daughter, and then she becomes in the wheelchair. That became that part of DC in that book.
Oh, it's gonna be violent and fucked.
Oh, dude, they, like, insinuate, like, that he raped her. Like, fucking Gordon's going through the Tunnel of Love, and it's just pictures of his daughter in, like, sequences of undress. And then, like, her being shot. Like, that's what he has to, like, look at as he goes. He almost goes crazy. It's fucked up. Spoilers. I mean, that book's been out since like 1989. Fuck off. Or 87, I mean. Let's see. I think that's all the news I have. Do you have any news? You see anything cool? Flash looked dope.
I mean, Comic-Con happened, so there's all kinds of shit out there in the ether now.
Yeah.
Luc Besson is directing a new film called Valerian. The guy who did Fifth Element.
Really?
And it kind of looks like Star Wars meets Fifth Element.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
So Valerian might be one to look forward to.
That's awesome.
I
just saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I guess they had a trailer for that.
I didn't see that.
Either did I. Oh, this better not fucking play. Okay. It's playing. Hold on a second. If this starts going off, I apologize. I heard that... it looks like right here that they're doing Ego.
Yeah, that's Star-Lord's dad.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah, Living Planet. Tattoo on your body?
Yeah, I know that I have the tattoo. I didn't know that the Living Planet was Star-Lord's dad, though. That's weird. I wonder how he fucked a lady.
I'm not sure if he became one later in his existence. Or
the Living Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if you literally look at the picture of Ego, he's kind of got a Kurt Russell mustache.
Yeah, it says that he's going to be playing him, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He was there at the panel dicking around.
That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to see him. Yeah. I remember, I didn't know anything about Ego because obviously it took place in the Guardians of the Galaxy, which I didn't know of until the movie came out, really. I've heard of the comic, but I never read it.
Yeah.
I got Ego because I had the Marvel Encyclopedia, and it was just like a planet that was like all-knowing, and he looked so dope. That's why I got him. That's why I know dick about him. But hey, he's on my body forever. Yeah,
he's on my body forever because you look cool.
Well, a lot of people are like, well, who's that old man? And I'm like, oh, that's a planet. They're like, whatever.
Okay, you idiot.
You're dumb. I'm like, okay. All right, let's hop into Genre 5. Wait, did you have any other news?
No.
Okay. Genre 5. We're doing Xbox 360 games.
Maybe
Tony,
you are.
Hit me with your first.
I'm going to do PS5 games.
Oh, good.
My first one on my list, in no particular order, because these are all the shit, is BioShock.
Okay, yeah, I've heard a lot of people love that game. I never played it.
And all of them.
Yeah.
Every damn BioShock is...
What's your favorite?
Well, that's so hard. BioShock 2 is probably my favorite, but BioShock is, it was just so much different than every other fucking first-person shooter out there. It made me feel as good as, like, Half-Life made me feel.
Yeah, I played, like,
it for the first time.
I played, like, a tiny bit of Half-Life. I was more of a Counter-Strike guy. Those came out at the same time, right?
Well, it's the same company. Yeah.
I played a little bit of Counter-Strike was pretty cool, though. But, yeah, anyways, yeah, I wish I would have got into BioShock because it look gorgeous.
It's also the story, like Rapture and all the fucking like mythos of what the fuck that place is and why it was built and what happened to all the people down there. It's awesome.
I like it. I've never played it, but I like
you
it.
You should get the collection. You'd enjoy them. They're really fun because it's like energy powers, like fucking fire blast, electricity, shit like that.
Oh, kind of like Skyrim.
Yeah, and then the other hand, you have fucking like big upgradable guns, missile launchers, grenades. Yeah.
Cool. Which brings me to my first one, Tony, and my top one, Skyrim. Because good God.
Skyrim.
Did you play Skyrim for PS3 or Xbox 360?
What?
Did you play Skyrim for PS3 or
360, because that's what I had at the time. I played the living fuck out of that, and it's on my list as an honorable mention.
Oh wow,
that and Fallout. Yeah,
wow, they didn't even get on it.
Ooh,
dang.
Ooh.
You were into weird shit though on 360.
Yeah, I'm a weird guy.
All my shit's just way basic. I'm a puddle when it comes to games, and I also don't like game a ton, so I'll like people like, you have to play Skyrim. I'm like, fine, and then I played, I'm like, they were right.
I put in 590 hours
in Skyrim.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, Jesus Christ, I think I put like 130 140 yeah. No, 98.
I was really baller though.
Yeah,
and then I got kind of bored of just being so baller.
Did you beat the game?
No, I just balled out.
So you didn't beat like the main storyline?
No.
Wow,
I got near it, but I didn't.
Are you gonna buy the
follow it through
the new one that's coming up? Well, not the new one, but the remaster.
I mean, I may. If the remaster looks good enough, yeah, I'd totally...
You saw the trailers for it, didn't
go
you?
Go all nuts for it, no.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they do side-by-side comparison. It's fucked up. I mean, that water looks really good now.
Oh, I love good water.
And the trees.
Dude.
I feel like a lot of the dragons are going to look... like, you know how they're kind of shitty looking? A lot of it... I mean, it was like the Fallout like problem of having a game so gigantic,
so big,
you can't make
it...
can't
all look perfect,
you
yeah.
can't make it look like BioShock because it's not just like a walkthrough
it's just
level.
The hours of the fucking... Dude, can you imagine how much time like you spent like fast traveling...
I mean,
and out of doors and villages. Oh my God.
Yeah, not only that, I mean,
going to the Great Hall, load for 40 seconds.
I feel like with the next gen console, so they'll be able to do that better.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I hope so. I'd be fucking sick.
Give me your next one, Tone.
Next one on my list, Mass Effect.
Nice.
All the Mass Effects.
Yeah, you love Mass Effect 2.
It's one of the coolest fucking games ever made.
I'm going to guess Dead Space is your next one.
You don't know anything about anyone.
Is it?
Shut up and just shut up.
Mass Effect. Never played those either.
Ah, you're the worst human.
Now, I heard that the last one, though, you can take your experience from the first two games and load that into it. That's fucking cool.
Yes.
That's a really cool idea. I wish more games would do that.
It's so fucking well done. And Mass Effect Andromeda is going to be one of the greatest next-gen titles to ever come out. It's going to... Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Look at all that cum in your pants.
Dude, I came all day. Seth Green plays Joker, your pilot for your ship, the Normandy.
Oh, I was like,
in
what?
The
Mark
game.
Hamill does. Oh, good.
Dumbass. What the fuck is his name? Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Is the bad guy in Mass Effect 2.
Charlie Sheen's father, eh?
Mm-hmm. There's just such.
Is Emilio Estevez in it?
No.
Are you sure?
He's doing Mighty Ducks 7.
Oh, is he? I heard he's fat.
I love how there was that joke, like, Emilio did everything right, and his career fucking bombed. He did everything right.
No, he's directing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Stay behind the camera.
Yeah, ooh.
No, I'm saying, like,
he's like, it's, fuck no, it's you, better, dickhole.
No, it's better that way.
Yeah,
what
definitely.
The fuck would you want celebrity?
Yeah, because if you're, well, I mean, but if you look at people like James Cameron and shit like that, or Spielberg, I guess those are, like, fucking, like, titans of
yeah,
directing.
Yeah, fuck that. No, just direct fucking, like, B-plus movies and make a fucking mil a year.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's true, true, true.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got any more about fucking Mass Effect?
Just play Mass Effect. If you like RPGs and you like fucking action shooters over the shoulder, it's fucking perfect.
Oh, it's not first.
No, it's over the shoulder.
I can't.
No, I just the third person shooters. I just
You just suck at because you're a loser.
Yeah, that too. I mean, I dug Tomb Raider, and that's third person.
Well,
but like Tomb Raider is also very straightforward. There wasn't a lot you can fuck up in that game.
It's
like,
literally a linear fucking level based game when you're not flying through the galaxy picking where to go.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, like when you get down onto a planet, you have like a fucking like. A waypoint and then a goal. Like, it's not like you're going, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, because I hate that feeling.
No, you literally,
lost
like...
lost in space.
They're called, like, missions, like, rescue missions. You can scan planets for them. And then you can go down to that planet, and it's only, a 20-minute event with a goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
There's
way
There's never
cooler.
A time in Mass Effect that I was, like... The only time you...
I thought it was, like, way expansive.
Not in terms of that, but in terms of the amount you can do. Like, hundreds of planets you could scan.
Okay.
But you don't need to.
Now, also, like, with the upgrading and shit like that, how is that set up?
It's literally, like, you upgrade your character through all of their, like, energy attacks, shields, guns.
Is there, like, a ton of attributes is what I'm asking?
It's not too complex at all. It's very, you can auto level.
You know how much that scares me.
Yeah. Getting in there and learning.
Well, no, I'm just worried. I'm like, I'm going to use the wrong points and I'm going to get fucked.
Yeah, I'm going to spend them all on rejuvenate and it's not what I wanted.
Oh, great. I'm a fucking level 100 archery in Mass Effect.
No, you can auto level. You pick a class, you can auto level. Like,
oh, neat.
If you're Sentinel, like, it'll auto level you to power up the certain things that you read about when you picked your level.
Coolio.
So.
I like that.
That game, the only time I've ever felt kind of not lost, but the Citadel, like, there's large space bases that are for like all species to visit, and they're big. They're big,
yeah,
way bigger than a Skyrim town.
Oh geez.
But beyond that, like, dude, the dialogue and the
how many
facial
hours
cues,
you put into it?
I mean, you could put easily
how many 60, hours did you
60 hours into each Mass Effect.
How many hours did you put in?
Probably about 40, 50 hours to each one.
And you beat them all?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're good. So damn good.
Good for you, man.
Thanks, man.
You just did a really good job.
Oh, dude. Thanks for saying that just then.
Black Ops.
Black Ops.
Yeah, Black Ops. I thought Black Ops was fantastic. I liked the setting of it, Vietnam War.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Black Ops 2 was decent, but not Black Ops. I really dug gun game. I dug wager matches. I dug the point system that they had in it to where you got money in the game to buy your upgrades. So you didn't have to really unlock all the guns as per se, but you could just buy them up front, which I thought was really cool. But also, gun game was my favorite because it gave you a taste of all the guns, which I found out just the other day. Black Ops 3 has gun game.
Hey.
And it's usually a nuke town, so you get butt fucked the entire time.
Ooh, that's fun.
I've only gotten to level like 14 before someone wins.
Wow.
Oh, dude, they're so fucked. Like, have you played Black Ops 3?
No, I don't care for
you haven't played it at
playing
all?
With 12-year-old robots.
Well, also, so you don't know of, like, the fucking jetpacks and, like,
I've seen
slide.
Yeah, I've seen them.
These motherfuckers just flying everywhere, dude. There is one really cool thing. I know this isn't about Black Ops, but it is about Black Ops. It's part of the franchise.
Uh-huh.
They have this mission called Safeguard.
Yeah.
And you get a robot drops on your team. It's on Ground War, so it's, like, what, 15v15 or some shit? It's so many people. A robot drops down, and you have to escort it. So if you're near it, it walks.
Yeah.
It can be destroyed, but it'll reboot within like 30 seconds, and you have like 4 or 5 minutes to get it to its goal at the enemy's base.
Wow.
It is fucking insane, dude. I played it like 4 or 5 times last night with Bobby, and I mean, you could like have an hour-long match.
You have fun with it?
Oh, it's a blast, because I usually do like team deathmatch, like very like, I don't really dive into the game, but with Ground War, it's like team deathmatch, domination, safeguard with 30 people.
Jesus.
But yeah, Black Ops 1, though, I really dug gun game. That was my favorite fucking thing. I remember just staying up till 5 a.m. like every night playing that game. God damn it, that game was so good.
I did play a lot of that one.
Yeah, I think I had 7 days in it on the multiplayer. Wow. No, five and a half.
Wow,
yeah,
wow.
Well, that's only like 100 and some change hours. That's about how much I had in Skyrim. Yeah. So, yeah, good.
My next one is Dead Space.
Oh.
Good guess.
What do you know?
Good guess. You're not going to guess my next one. You're a loser.
Yeah, I probably won't, honestly. When you said Mass Effect and Bioshock, I was like, Dead Space has got to be on there. He sucks that game's dick so much.
Dead Space is so fucking... It's like a living space nightmare.
So your first, the first one?
Oh, any of them.
Yeah, I heard 3 wasn't that great.
2 and 3 are the shit.
I heard 3 was eh.
People make fun of 3 because they think it's some sort of tandem, like, co-op game. You're only with that fucking other dude, like, for, like, an hour of the game.
Oh.
That's what there's, like, that missed, that lore that, oh, it's kind of like you're waiting for him, open the door with him, like, kind of
crap.
Well,
see, I heard it was more
trade-off.
Like...
trade-off.
It wasn't as horror-based as the first two.
It's more open, so it doesn't feel as isolated and scary.
Yeah, and I think that's what people dug about the.
Dude, the amount of like customization went through the roof in 3.
Okay.
So it's
and
more
like
of a
that
fun,
shit.
Unique experience.
But that's like up your alley. You like to customize things and shit like that.
And so
which
the
totally...
first two were just literal nightmares. Goddamn, going out in zero G and like the way space sounds, and then seeing like something coming at you with like little like. That's all you hear, and they're like, where the hell did that come from? That's the only way to describe it, because you can't hear anything except, like, pulse echoes.
Yeah.
And you're literally like, it's not in front of me. Oh, God, it's behind me.
Yeah, I played the, like, 4 or 5 hours of the first game, but I think I mentioned it on here. I imbibed on some weed chocolate.
Ah.
And, wow, 1, terrifying, 2, fell asleep.
Yeah, well, Jesus.
That'll do it.
You're a monster.
I had terrible dreams that night.
Great, great games, horrifying, really, really fun survival horror games.
I woke up 6 hours later in my Lazy Boy with like my back feeling like it was broken. I was just like, oh my God, how did I sleep here? And Dead Space was just on. I was like, oh, I guess I never played it after that. I have it. First one.
Well, thanks for telling me things you should be playing.
Yeah, I just brought out my 360.
Ah, classic. Classic.
The old girl.
Yeah.
But I'm going to plug her into...
this old bitch right here.
I'm going to plug it into my Xbox One so I can turn on my Xbox One and link through my 360, because that's what it was made for, right? The Xbox One?
Yeah, that's totally what it's
plug
for.
Plug everything into it so you can run it all the time?
Yep.
God damn
perfect.
That system. Fuck! Yep. Why'd I buy you?
Bit of a bummer. PS4 is the shit.
Yeah. Portal.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
Portal.
This was a triumph.
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, you love that song, motherfucker.
Do not be my thickest weekend.
It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. What was the robot's name?
Gladys.
Gladys. That's my girl, dude. Portal 1 and 2 are fantastic. Portal 2 is very more comical. Portal 1 was fucking genius, though.
Yeah. I was literally I remember being in Bob's basement and like having us trade off the controller to try to handle certain puzzles and someone getting it and you going, oh my God. God, you did it, freak.
I think that's my favorite puzzle game of all time.
It is.
And mine. That was a development thing by a college originally, correct? And then fucking
it
Orange
was a
Studios
fucking,
or whatever picked it up?
It was Valve. Valve.
It was the Orange Box they released.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
It was a... excuse me. It was like a project that I believe a couple interns were working on at Valve.
Mm-hmm.
And then Valve was like, oh,
what the fuck?
Shit. This has such value.
Oh, yeah. Value. Oh.
Value.
What up? All right. So, no, I think that this is like one of the most unique games I've ever played. It's so fucking creepy how Gladys talks to you about the cake and everything. And you're basically just going to...
You're just a rat, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That game is so fucking cool. And the final boss match I thought was just great. And game looked great, too.
Oh,
Portal 2 looked insane.
Yeah, Portal 2 stepped up.
I really hope that they release HD remakes of that game for Xbox One, because I would play the fuck out of them.
I really hope they put their asses back to work on fucking a new Half-Life and stop fucking around with Steam.
Hasn't that been, like, fucking forever?
15 years?
Yeah.
Something like that? 10 years?
So,
like,
the last Half-Life that came out was the one on the Orange Box?
It came out by itself, but
right.
then it's added to the Orange Box with like Team Fortress,
which was like a year or two after it came
out.
Yeah,
it came out on, I believe it was an Xbox game.
Wow,
yeah,
that's fucked.
Not a 360. I mean, now the 360, yeah, because you can get Orange Box for 360, but no, I guess Half-Life 2, because I played Half-Life 2 on the computer.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah, same here.
And Episodes 1 and 2, they were 360.
Yeah, okay.
Around that time.
But yeah,
Portal. But man.
Portal's so good. I want to play Portal right now.
Thing won, like, each Half-Life won, like, 120 awards when it came out. It's like a fucking juggernaut.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Well, even, now there's a lot like it.
Not really.
I think a lot of people took from Half-Life to make their games.
They can try.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think that's probably why it's taking so long. They're like, what can we add to it now? They were the first through the door, then everyone followed, and then now they have to step it up again, or else it's just going to be fucking Call of Duty.
Realistic gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fucked up. All right, what's your next one?
My next one, last one, is...
How the fuck? I have two left.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, because
we BioShock, have Mass Effect, Portal, Dead Space.
It's because Portal. Yeah, Portal would have been your next one, so that's why I have two left. Good. And Skyrim was an honorable mention, I thought.
It is.
Okay.
My last one is Shadow Complex.
Never played that.
You're a dummy.
Yep.
It's
we say that a lot. It hurts.
Well, when it comes to games, I'm kind of like, you crippled idiot.
But you know, I am a I'm like, Black Ops, here I come.
I was going to play this RPG, but me no want
to
think.
Oh, man, I have to upgrade shit and walk around and find stuff.
Oh, is there going to be dialogue and I have to make choices?
I don't mind dialogue. I love fucking Skyrim. Skyrim is amazing, but that was a weird thing for me to play. Like that, but they were like dragons, swords, and mages. I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, so
I like LO.
I just like to expand your horizons, and you're like
Lord of the Rings.
Nah,
short for
nah.
Yeah,
nah.
I do say that a lot.
Hey, I'm like, you'll come in my room and see what I'm playing. You go, okay. Like,
nah, slam your door. Break your handle.
Great. Thanks, dude, for coming in. Great times.
Oh, Need for Speed Underground 2, huh?
Shadow Complex is a 2D, 3D side scroller. So it looks like an old arcade game, but it's really nice graphics. And you can easily, it's like a $5 or $10 game on the fucking game store.
Yeah.
On Xbox 360. And you could easily pump 30 hours into it.
What is it?
It's a fucking game about this dude who is like, he's kind of an adventurer. Like a fucking, he's going hiking. He's like rock climbing. And his girlfriend gets kidnapped by this shadow complex, like this fucking shadow society that has this giant underground and above ground, like military.
It's kind of like Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah. Like an Umbrella Corporation kidnaps her. And he starts going through the base and killing his way to try to find her, but he starts getting these augments for his body. So he'll get fucking lift boots. He'll get fucking like sticky bomb, like grenades and shit like that.
Oh,
and
from
like
Dark Knight?
And like concrete, like thump, and it makes concrete and he can jump on it and use it as a ledge.
Do you remember the Dark Knight when he shot those grenades?
I do. I
Ooh,
do.
Sticky grenades.
I just didn't want to.
So cool.
I just didn't want to get way off base.
Come on. Dark Knight's great.
Hey,
anyways, go.
It came out before it. But yeah, well, okay,
fair. I'm sure Batman did it in a comic before that.
Ah, fuck off, dude. It's fucking awesome. By the end of it, you look like a fucking like
mech
you
robot.
Look like you're from Dead Space because have full like armor on. But it's minimal talking, tons of fucking extra shit you can go and look for, upgrade all your stuff, but not like upgrade to where you're like, I made a bad choice. It's like, oh, I want to get level 3 of this armor. Because level 1's cool, level 2's great, level 3's the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to up my inventory so I can hold 20 grenades instead of 15. Like, oh. So you go and just look. But it's gorgeous. Like, you can, there's underwater battles. There's
this
fucking,
is a $5 game?
It's like a $5 or $10 game, man. It's the fucking shit. And it's one of the games that I miss the most not having on my PS4.
Oh, because it was a 360.
It's a 360, yeah.
One thing we forgot to mention about Dead Space that I thought was really cool that you reminded me of was that you're a worker.
Yeah.
And you just have your working tools. That's a fucking genius way to do a game instead of like, you're the one soldier that can save the world, fight all the Nazis.
Yeah, soldier. Go get them, soldier. It's more like, hey,
love
man,
those games.
You got thrown in, use what you can.
Frontline is one of my faves. We talked about that before, but yeah. All right, so Shadow Complex, right on. My last two are Arkham City and Injustice.
Arkham City and Injustice. Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Yeah.
Where all the people beat each other up, Mortal Kombat style.
Yeah, I like the fighting style of it. It's a fun fighting game, but also the storyline of it I thought was really, really cool.
And then...
Arkham City, obviously, I think probably the best of that
Asylum
franchise.
Asylum is the first.
Yeah. Asylum I love, though. Asylum was fucking great because there's a lot of Joker in it, but there's a decent amount of Joker in 2, I believe, too, as
yeah.
well.
Or he goes crazy on the roof at the end.
Yeah, was that the first one? I can't remember. I played him back-to-back. I played the back-to-back because Origins was coming out, which right would on. Turn out to be like probably the least.
Yeah.
I haven't played Knight yet either, but Arkham City was fucking really, really, really fun. I like that game a lot.
Is that the one with like Freeze...
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the coolest boss battles in a game that I've played. Yeah, that I really, because you have to hit him with 5 different tactics of like things that you can do, but they don't really tell you them. You kind of have to figure it out. Like you got to jump through a window. It's shit you learn along the way, but you probably forgot. I had to look it up. I was dumb. but yeah, and in Injustice, the reason why I say that was because it looked for the time it looked insane, and you got to like do battles that you've always wanted to and shit.
It's
like
the
that.
Best use of licensing ever,
and the storyline's fucking incredible. They have like a fucking huge an ongoing comic. I don't know if it's still going, but Injustice: Gods Among Us, that's really really awesome as well. Follows the same storyline. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. Mine's empty, so go ahead.
Wow.
No, I've watched shit. I started watching Stranger Things. Love it. How rad is that opening
theme? I'm only in 20 minutes of the first episode. That opening theme is perfect.
Oh, my God.
I
guess it's by a band called Survive. I'm about to get their whole entire discography.
All right.
It sounds like the awesome parts of the movie Drive.
You know, I listen to a lot of synth pop that sounds identical to that.
Do you listen to Survive?
I don't know that band.
Don't care.
You're a piece of shit. You would really like to listen to Laserhawk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Laserhawk sounds pretty dumb.
Moving on.
Go ahead.
You're the worst.
I'm kidding. It's probably awesome.
You're a big pile
awesome.
Of shit.
It's probably great to listen to.
You're probably a moron.
I can't wait.
Probably. Ooh. Probably.
It's going to be great. Good.
I watched this one documentary
about the financial collapse of 2007 and
8 idiot
at 2008. Steve,
I rewatched Spotlight about the Catholic priests raping 90 or 100.
Did you really?
90 priests raping children. Yeah.
Damn. That's
what?
A,
yeah.
That's a dark rewatch. That's
yeah.
all. You're like, I took it in once, needed it again.
That's how I roll. I watched that dark, gloomy shit.
Yeah.
I also watched the movie Life, which is about James Dean.
Ooh.
And stars that one vampire from Twilight.
Ah, Edward.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would know that.
I started rewatching Game of Thrones. That's why I don't have anything on my list.
Oh, yeah.
Because the past 30 hours of what I've been seeing has been that. And it's fucking awesome. I'm catching so much cool shit in it. A lot of Lore Light talk that I didn't know was in it. And them showing people like being brought back from the dead, which is foreshadowing a lot. There's so much foreshadowing in that series that I feel so fucking stupid that I didn't see any of the shit coming. It's crazy.
It has to feel pretty common for you at this point, though.
Feeling stupid? Yeah, totally. I walk into a room and I'm like, where's the exit? Oh, fuck.
I have to go to the bathroom. I already went. Dang
yeah.
It.
Oh, man. I didn't even make it to the toilet.
Yeah. Life is good. It's about James Dean.
Yeah.
Kid only acted in three movies before he died.
Oh.
He was 24.
Damn.
But, dude, he lived hard.
Yep.
Yep.
Watched a
ton of episodes of The Layover with Anthony Bourdain.
Cool.
He just goes to cities, eats food, and gets drunk, and, like, makes fun of things.
Rad.
Yeah. He's like an old party head, like, fancy chef.
Did I tell you that I started watching Preacher?
Yeah. Like, first few episodes. I don't know if it was on this.
If I mentioned it before, I apologize. Yeah, all lubed up. Preacher's really good. Check that out. I'm not going to spoil anything of it. It's well acted. It's a lot of fun, and it's on AMC.
It's on AMC. Go ahead and check her out.
I wish AMC would get a fucking app like the rest of the goddamn world.
Yeah, get with the fucking.
Isn't that
program.
Weird? Like, why the A&E? Fucking A&E has an app. No one gives a shit about that
lazy,
fucking
lazy, lazy, lazy AMC.
Bates Motel's on that. And oddly enough, they don't have an app for Xbox One because they're also fucking dumb.
Weird.
Fuck them. Go ahead.
Yeah, got like bubble gut and hot snakes.
Ooh. Ah. That sounds like poop.
Kinda. Mm-hmm. I also watched Ted 2.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I'm sorry, Ted 1.1.
Yeah.
Same
movie.
It was like Ted. It's very Ted.
Bummer.
It's very... Family Guy-ish.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And there's about a 10-minute, like,
dance
what is
scene?
That called? Show scene? Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking opening show scene is like a live dancing
100-person. Seth MacFarlane. I mean, that dude loves show tunes.
Son of a bitch, though. Yeah. Like, I literally was like, is this the Dean Martin special?
How much did you hate A Million Ways to Die in the West?
A lot.
That movie was dog shit.
Yeah.
It's so weird. That dude's really fucking good and funny, but like, it's almost like, just stick to family. Like, stop doing Family Guy at other things. Like, why not just
do Family Guy and American Dad and be done with it?
I just don't understand, like, why take the same fucking thing. I mean, I guess it's like Kevin Smith. Never mind. Because his humor is very fucking, like, I mean, it's kind of like a linear track. But I don't know. Like, his is easier to stomach. Probably because I don't see a ton of Family Guy. Like, he doesn't have a TV show.
Yeah.
If he had that, I might be like, oh, God, I don't fucking care.
I don't think Family Guy will ever have the track record South Park does.
Fuck no.
And they just said at Comic-Con, they're never stopping.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're like, fuck that. Like, we can continue this. It's
make a show a week.
It's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, that's a well-oiled machine.
They're ingenious.
It's gonna suck when one of those dudes die.
Well, yeah, that's morbid.
Sad. Such good lives. No,
God. Wow. Matt Stone, you taken too soon.
Ah, oh, Trey.
Trey, no.
Good.
You ate too much McDonald's.
Oh.
That's about it. Started Stranger Things. Can't really base an opinion yet.
Yeah. I've seen the first three episodes. No, two and a half. And it's good. It's very strong.
And then that's about where I land. I'm going to start watching Mr. Robot Season 2.
Yeah, that
once
just came
a few
out.
Episodes pump out because I don't want to just be like,
yeah, the chump watching one episode a week. That shit sucks. And that's kind of bumming me out about Game of Thrones, because I'm like, next one, next one, next one. And then I'm like going to get to the time when I'm out of them and going to be like, damn it.
I know. That's.
And then we're going to have to watch it weekly so no one spoils it for me.
And they're
me.
Waiting till summer 17.
What?
To release their next season. Game of Thrones. What? Summer 17.
I heard they're doing two more seasons. That's it.
Yeah.
And I heard
it's
that
it's like a 7-episode and a 6-episode.
Yeah, it's
some
not 10 each.
Shit.
What the fuck?
No clue. Unless fucking Martin's like, dude, you're at the end of my design for this fucking story.
It's just weird that like the last. All right, so is
they want to stretch it.
Yeah.
To sell more
shit. Okay, so basically this is the last season, so it would be like 13 episodes, but they don't want it to do. Okay, right. I was like, why would the like last like two books be short? But that makes sense. It's one big book that they're gonna split in half.
Yep.
Just like Breaking Bad. Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
And now AMC does that shit all the time. They're like, it's the half season break. It's like, no, you're just, it's
lazy.
Another season.
Yeah. You're just tricking us.
Yeah, stop.
Oh, selling Funko dolls, huh?
Stop saying that to me. I'm trying to think if I saw anything else. I don't think that
use
I did.
Use your mind.
Use your mind. Been working on a lot of stuff for Lousy Weather Media and Leota and watching Game of Thrones, so really I haven't been doing much.
Yeah.
All right, well, that takes us into a test of Tony. We watched the pile of shit called Bulletproof.
I refute that statement.
I would give it.
It is a heaping pile of shit called Bulletproof, sir.
I'm giving it a 1.
No, give it a 2.
1.5. That movie fucking sucked. Dude, the plane going down. All right, so Bulletproof has Adam Sandler and one of the Wayans brothers.
Damon Wayans, I think.
Damon, the unfunny one, that's for fuck sure. And he plays, they're like two heist men, and it turns out that the Wayne's brother is a undercover cop. Adam Sandler accidentally shoots him in the fucking face. He gets a metal plate. That plays a lot in the movie. Oh, God, does it. And then, you know, fucking hilarity ensues. He's like taking him to fucking, he's taking him somewhere to get tried, and like this, the guy that they fucked over for the drug deal is trying to kill Adam Sandler's character, so they're chasing them the whole time. It's awful.
Isn't it the coolest movie?
They're in a plane scene, and like the plane going down, like Adam Sandler's acting of the plane, I was like, who the fuck was like, yep, that's good. We'll go with that. 1996, right? How much did that movie make?
It was to make about $8,000.
It was an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. That movie was absolute dog shit. I was like, why did he want to watch this? Did you like that as a kid?
When I first saw it, yeah.
Because they said like the fuck word a couple times?
Yeah, it was a rated R like comedy movie. And
such
I think
dog
my parents
shit.
Like bought it for me
on
VHS. And I was like, this is the shit, dude.
Yeah, that movie was very, very bad.
There was
a tumbleweed in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It grossed $21 million.
Jesus.
The production budget on I'm sure it
costs
around
20. Opinion of it now, which differs. That's the whole point of this, you dummy.
Hold on. Let me go through my notes real quick. Plane going down looked terrible. Acting is awful. I got piss on me. Mm-hmm. That was a line of dialogue. Tumbleweed. Gross, right in the fucking eyeball when he shoots somebody. He's like, oh, gross, right in the fucking eyeball. I was like, oh, this is fucking, this is painful to watch. Oh, it's so bad. So, wouldn't recommend, gave it a 1. Tony, go ahead.
I would say I give it a solid, like a hard mahogany 2. Only because there was a time in my life when it enriched me. That time has passed.
I got pissed on me made me laugh. That's why I wrote it down.
I got pissed on
me. This delivery was actually pretty good. Sandler goes full retard in the first 10 minutes of the movie as well.
To Disneyland. Show his range, yeah.
Disneyland.
Yep.
I love when he says that. Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Jesus Christ.
It's so Sandler, it's not even funny.
It's so...
But it's him rated R, so I was like, oh, shit, this isn't fucking Billy Madison. This is... He's saying, what the fuck,
but
you
motherfucker. But it's Billy Madison. Just it is. Unfunny and with a bad plot.
Oh
God,
horrible.
It's bad.
Oh, ooh. The Rock and Archie show.
Jeez. Yeah, Keith, Officer Keats. And that fucking dog. Ooh.
Yep. Movie and they're sucks. In Mexico. Yeah, dude, everything about that movie is horse shit.
It is bad. It is bad. So don't watch it or pay $3 for it fucking my chump ass did.
Yeah.
And we'll hop into something rad, Tony.
A couple of fucking clown shoes we are.
nice. Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona, directed by Joel Coen, I think. Not Ethan. But either way, it's a Coen Brothers like production, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, domestic gross, a hair over fucking bulletproof. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah.
22 mil.
Man, what a unique film.
Yeah, honestly, that movie fucking rocks. And I've seen like parts of it. That's why I was like, I want to watch the full thing front to back.
It's almost like sarcastic.
Oh, totally.
In its slapstickery of everything, like actions, mannerisms, speech, everything about it is like, almost like it's not realistic in any way, shape, or form, like in real life.
At all, yeah.
I'm not watching No Country for Old Men. Like,
well, it says Joel Coen and Ethan Coen, but uncredited.
Okay.
So maybe this was like, they could only put one on the thing before they were the Coen brothers.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nicolas Cage kills it.
He's hilarious. I mean, he's so
really
unique for him.
Yeah, he's really good.
What a fucking weird, awesome character.
John Goodman was one of my favorite. Like him in the what was his buddy's name?
The dude he was in House of a Thousand Corpses. He's the cop.
That tries
to kill the three of them. Yeah. Ah,
fuck, I can't remember.
I know.
The
Jailbirds.
Yeah, the Jailbirds. They were fucking. Oh, they're such a blast to watch. That whole movie is just really good.
I just love like their reactions. Like when the wife is just like, "Get out! You're out in the morning." He's like, "Well, see the writing on the wall here."
Yeah.
But you have to make the decision. He's like, when she makes her mind up, she makes her mind up. He's like, if you kind of who wears the pants around here?
Yeah, he's like, H.I., I don't know about you, but it seems like I know who wears the pants around here. You know
he's
saying?
Like, it is not like that, sir.
H.I. That's a cool name, Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, McDonough.
Really, really unique. Really, you could almost watch it, and if you didn't know what you were kind of getting into, you could be like, this movie was so shittily made because it's so weird, but you know what you're watching, and so you understand it's atmospheric. It has, like, weird tones to it. He's writing that letter to her in that one scene, and it literally, I'm like, what is this, an 1800s fucking poet? Like,
yeah.
He's writing words I've never heard.
But, like, also with, like, a white trash, like, overtone to it.
I cannot bear this.
Yeah, I loved every bit of this movie.
Hilarious.
But, yeah, I can totally see someone, like, turning it on and be like, what dog shit is this?
Uh-huh. Well, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird as fuck. Like, the fucking drifter coming to get them.
The biker
Smalls.
Dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, just with grenades, machetes, he's on a fucking bike. He looks like, oh, God, I can't remember this comic book character's name. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, he literally reminds me of, what is his name?
We're so bad at this.
It's the dude who's...
Lobo. Lobo was his name. That's what I was thinking of. Because he's like just this fucking demon.
I was like, that's not
good. Ghost Rider?
No. But either way, he's supposed to be like fucking Angel of Death or like fucking Four Horsemen coming.
Yeah, I was like, is he real?
It is great how you don't know if he's real. Well, then he talks at the end of the film, like,
well, and also he
is
blows
any of
up
this
and
real?
Oh, right on, yeah.
Yeah, at the very end, he's kind of like, did all this happen?
Because doesn't it kind of end like, hey, we're
it
back
shows
to...
like a flash of the future.
Yeah. I like to think of it as this, but they gave the baby back at the end anyways.
Yeah,
so
meaning like...
all of it was for nothing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and so he even says, he's like, it seems like the way it happened, like, I think this is the way it turned out. I'm not really sure anymore. Like, he's looking at the future, but he's also telling the past.
Yeah.
Like, how did we get to the present?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I remembered from the past. May not be true, though. Sounds good, though. kind of like he's retelling a story of how they got their kid, but it might be complete bullshit.
Yeah, it might be like embellished.
Yeah. He's like big fishing the story.
Oh, God, big fish.
I know.
Ooh, that's a tearjerker.
We could watch that.
Well, all right. So I'd give that movie 8.5. I'd definitely
give
it
a hard 8, yeah.
So test the Tony next week. I think we should do Jaws.
Okay.
You cool with that?
Well, yeah, I mean.
How long has it been since you've seen Jaws? It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Shut up. Movie of the week. Let's not do Big Fish for movie of the week.
I know. You don't want to cry.
I don't. Let's see. What do you got going on over there?
The Notebook.
No.
Okay.
Nicholas Sparks you want to throw out there? Dickhole?
Shut up,
Walk
Dickhole.
To Remember.
You're a dickhole. I mean, I wanted to kind of like actually look at Netflix to see what we can watch for free. I didn't have a chance to do that, but I do have some on my list that I've been kind of craving to watch. Mm. And those are either the movie Hackers, The Hills Have Eyes.
We did Hills Have Eyes not too long ago.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did it for a test of Tony. You borrowed it from me like when we first like started doing
first
this.
Started a while ago, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but we already did it.
But no one cares.
I mean, I
please
weird.
Write in if you care.
Yeah. Well, no one's. I mean, see, watch it again and just put it on your weekly recommendations.
Fine, I will then.
There you go.
But what shit are you gonna watch?
What do you mean for weekly recommendations?
No, for fucking movie of the week.
Well, it's not just do. I don't. All right, fucking the rape scene's terrible and fucking Hills Have Eyes.
Are you just summing it up
there
as a
go.
Rape scene?
That's the one that sticks out the most.
Really?
The father's on a tree burning, crucified. He's raping her with a gun to her face. The big weirdo's all fucked up.
Playing with the baby.
Oh, God. And he's all like, take it, bitch. I'm like, it's awful. There you go.
I think you're horrible at defining movies.
I'm going to give it a solid 7. Would watch again. There you go. Movie of the week.
pick what you want.
That really upset you.
Yeah, like.
Why?
What the fuck's the point? Just pick a movie.
Oh, Tony's mad. We're not going to smoke a cigarette after this.
It's a fucking movie podcast, so pick a movie.
What other movies you got on your list?
I don't have a list.
Yeah, you do.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Free Willy. Let's make it a fucking ocean theme.
Oh, because we did Jaws?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick a test of Tony?
No, I like Jaws.
Okay.
I know I do, so it's not really a test, but...
Well, how long has it been since you've seen it, though? Maybe, like, the animatronics won't hold up for you.
But the fucking acting will. Richard Dreyfuss is awesome.
You want to do Close Encounters?
Nope.
Okay. You want to do Empire Strikes Back?
Nope.
Okay.
I know I hate that movie.
Yeah, you honestly detest it.
Stupidest franchise of all.
Hold on.
Bitch, pick a movie.
I'm looking, bro.
Holes.
I recently watched that.
Did you?
Yeah. I'd never seen it. That's young Shia LaBeouf. I don't know, dude. I don't really have. I didn't think this through.
No,
at all. I just made fun of your movie, and you got all angry at me.
And then
and
I was like,
talking.
"Now you try." And you went.
It's weird. It's weird when half the podcast just fucking kills itself on you.
Mm-hmm. Because the other half shoots it in a head.
Skyfall.
What?
Skyfall.
Why Skyfall?
I've seen Casino Royale, and what's the one after that? Quantum of Solace. Yeah, I've seen both those. I haven't seen Skyfall. We don't have to. I'm just naming
really?
Movies. Schindler's List. I have been hankering to watch that.
Why?
I've never seen
it. You know it's a black and white 3-hour film, right?
Yeah, but I heard there's color at the end.
No, my God.
The rocks,
I've believe. Recently watched it
really?
Just in passing at my dad's. You will fucking hate it.
You think?
It's morose.
Well, yeah.
Black and white
mm-hmm.
and slow.
Mm,
not a
right
bit
up,
of action.
Right up my alley. Wait, so there's no robots?
No robots. It's not fucking what is that called? Tomorrowland? No, Edge of Tomorrow. There's
Ooh.
Nothing like that.
Edge of Tomorrow's good though,
there's
right?
There's literally no like real war scenes. It's mainly about like the politics of like buying
Yeah, totally.
people
yeah.
for camps.
I heard it was really really good.
I would just watch that.
Okay.
For yourself.
All right, that's fair.
And then we should both watch, like, Skyfall or, like, something else.
7 years in Tibet. I'm kidding.
I was like, dude,
that.
You're going to fall the fuck asleep during these so
yeah.
much.
It took me 14 times to watch it.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you reading?
Critically acclaimed.
Long, teary movies?
Nacho Libre's on here.
It is critically acclaimed because it's awesome.
and I kind of squeeze. Get the corn out of my fist.
Do you want to do Toy Story?
What?
Toy Story?
Toy Story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you have it?
Oh my god! You're the shittiest human. Hey, I got a good idea. Yeah, I agree. It's a great idea.
Do you have it?
You got it?
I don't have it. Yeah. Do you want to?
That's why I said looking at Netflix is what I'll do next week and make a list. But for this week, may have to stomach it and do some ripping or buying
Looper. That was like the last one that I saw. I don't know. I'm trying to find shit because I know there's a ton of movies out there that are really good that I haven't
Waking
seen.
Waking Life.
What's that?
It's a weird one that you've never seen.
The Waking Life?
No, Waking Life.
Okay, so no, though.
You have to Google it to see if you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's all about dreams.
Oh, is it like that Science of Sleep?
Not at all.
Okay, because that movie was okay.
It's an animated film. It looks like fucking Scanner Darkly, kind of.
Oh, it does, yeah. It has that
but it's conversations. Shooting. It's just existential, awesome conversations about what it is to be alive and dream and, like, what the...
That's a good pool tone.
Just saying.
No, we're doing
it's
that.
It's trippy as fuck.
We're doing Waking
You just,
life.
Like, get real into it and not be sleepy.
Yeah.
And it should scare you.
Genre 5, you want to do television themes?
You've been real about that lately.
Just recently.
Wait, television? You mean
theme songs?
Opening?
Yeah, opening credits, like Lost. That's a theme. Are you looking
TV up? TV theme songs.
Are you looking them up?
No, I'm writing down what we're doing.
Oh, okay. I was like, do you not know what television theme songs are? Wait, you want to do what?
No, I just need to write it
unless
down.
Unless you
want to
do
so
PS, PS3. I won't have much to add to it, but we can if you
when
want.
When do you? No, that's fine. That's way better for us.
That's cool?
Yeah. Because that one, jeez, that's a big list.
All right, so Genre 5, television themes, Test of Tony Jaws, Movie of the Week, Waking Life. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.